You shall not now be stolen. You have locks upon you.
Most welcome, bondage. For thou art away, I think, to liberty.
Yet am I better than one that's sick of the gout, since he had rather grown so in perpetuity than be cured by the sure physician, death, who is the key to unbar these locks.
My conscience, thou art fettered more than thy shanks and wrists. You good gods, give me the penitent instrument to pick that bolt, then free forever. Is't enough I am sorry? So children, temporal fathers do appease. Gods are more full of mercy. Must I repent? I cannot do it better than it jives, desired more than constrained. To satisfy, if of my freedom 'tis the main part, take no stricter render of me than my all. I know you are more clement than vile men who of their broken debtors take a third, a sixth, a tenth, letting them thrive again on their abatement. That's not my desire. For Imogen's dear life, take mine! And though 'tis not so dear, yet 'tis life. You coined it. Between man and man they weigh not every stamp. Though light, take pieces for the figure's sake, you rather mine being yours, and so great powers. If you will take this audit, take this life, and cancel these cold bonds.
O Imogen, I'll speak to thee in silence.
No more, thou thunder master. So thy spite on mortal flies. With Mars fallout, with Juno chime, but thy adulteries, fate's sacrilegious.
Hath my poor boy done aught but well,
whose face I never knew? I died while in the womb he stayed, attending nature's law.
Athena lent not to me her aid, but took me in my throes. That from me was Posthumus ripped, came crying amongst his foes. King of pity. With marriage, wherefore was he mocked? To be exiled and thrown from Leonati's seat, and cast from her his dearest one, sweet Imogen.
Why did you suffer Iachimo, slight thing of Italy, to tempt his nobler heart and brain with needless jealousy, and making him the deck and scorn of the other's villainy?
Since Jupiter, our son is good, take off his miseries.
Heap through thy marble mansion. Help! Or we poor ghosts will cry to the shining synod of the rest against thy deity.
Help, Jupiter! Or we appeal and from thy justice fly.
No more, you petty spirits in region low, offend our hearing. Hush! How dare you, ghosts, accuse the thunderer, whose bolt you know, sky-planted, batters all rebelling coasts. Poor shadows of Elysium, hence and rest upon your never-withering banks of flowers. Be not with mortal accidents oppressed, no care of yours it is. You know 'tis ours, whom best I love, my cross, to make my gift the more delayed, delighted. Be content, your low-laid son, our godhead will uplift. His comforts thrive, his trials well are spent. Our jovial star reigned at his birth, and in our temple was he married. Rise and fade. He shall be lord of Lady Imogen, and happier much by his afflictions made. This tablet lay upon his breast, wherein our pleasure his full fortune doth confine. And so, away. No farther let your din express impatience, lest you stir up mine.
See,
sleep. Thou hast been a grand sire, and begot a father to me. And thou hast created a mother and two brothers.
Greatness, favor, dreams I have done, wake and find nothing. But alas, I swerve. Many dream not to find, neither deserve, and yet are steeped in favors. So am I, that have this golden chance, and know not why. What fair is on this ground? A book? Be not, as is our fangled world, a garment nobler than that it covers. Let thy effect so follow to be most unlike our courtiers, as good as promise. When, as a lion's whelp shall to himself unknown, without seeking find and be embraced by a piece of tender air, and when from a stately cedar shall be lopped branches which being dead many years shall after revive, be jointed to the old stock and freshly grow, then shall Posthumus end his miseries, Britain be fortunate, and flourish in peace and plenty. Still a dream, or else such stuff as madman, tongue and brain not. Either both or nothing, or senseless speaking, or a speaking such as sense cannot untie. Be what it is, the action of my life is like it, which I'll keep, if but for sympathy.
Come, sir, are you ready for death?
Over-roasted, rather, ready long ago.
Hanging is the word, sir. If you be ready for that, you are well cooked.
So if I prove a good repast to the spectators, the dish pays the shot.
I have a reckoning for you, sir, but the comfort is, you shall be called to no more payments, fear no more tavern bills, which are often the sadness of parting as the procuring of mirth. Oh, with this contradiction you shall now be quit. Oh, the charity of a penny coin.
Knock off his manacles. Bring your prisoner to the king.
That brings good news. I am called to be made free.